Welcome to another edition of the broadcast, and I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, before we get into today's lovely, lovely episode, what is our contact info?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's the broadcast 999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And before we get into today's actual episode.
Yes.
We want to say thank you.
Yes.
Why are we saying thank you, Sarah?
Well, because all of October, we've been trying to raise money for breast cancer awareness, and you guys have been doing a fabulous job, and Vicky and I had our drive-by rally this past weekend, and it was awesome.
Yep, we hit our goal, our second goal for the most part, because we originally started at $1,000, and that went by real quick, thanks to Troy.
Yes.
And we hit our second goal of $2,999 by raising $3,588.
Yeah, you guys are amazing, and you guys can still donate.
Mm-hmm. You can still donate to the cause. I'm not sure if you can still donate to our team, per se.
I think you can.
I don't see a thing that says to donate. Maybe.
No.
Maybe. Because there used to be a thing that says you have this many days. You can still donate. Oh, yeah, you can.
Yeah.
It just doesn't, like, we're not at the, it used to say donate this many days till the rally.
Yeah.
But we are number 4 out of 49 teams.
Dang, we're number 4?
Yeah.
Wow. We're doing pretty good.
Right? I mean, some of those teams have, like, tens and thousands of dollars because they're big companies.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
But, I mean, that being said, we're not doing too bad.
No, we're doing very well out of 40-something teams.
Do want to give a shout-out to Troy, because he is like on our team, and he has raised $2,070.
You are amazing, Troy. Seriously, thank you.
Want to give a shout-out to Anonymous, who donated $72.79.
How mysterious are you, Anonymous?
I'm guessing they were part of the 69 Club.
Yes, I think that's what they were going for.
Taxes and stuff. Give a shout out to your father, BJ Shea, for donating to each of us.
Thanks, Dad.
Shout out to Carol, who's one of my favorite people in the world. She donated like $52.75.
Oh, thanks, Carol.
Eric for donated $105.50.
Damn.
Facebook fundraiser donated $70.
Oh, Facebook, you're so sweet.
Right. Joey Dews donated $52.75.
My bro.
Mark Ryan, $73.86. Miss Carrie Munich, $105.50.
Woo!
And then Troy himself, again, like we said, $2,000.
Troy, you are the best. But you guys are all amazing. Seriously, you have till October 31st to keep donating if your heart desires, because anything and everything helps. And we are fourth, and I'm so proud of us. I think we beat our sister stations, I'm pretty sure.
Yes.
So, hell yeah!
And the rally was really chill. It was, I mean, because it was a drive-by rally as opposed to a walk this year just because of social distancing, but it was fun. We were playing some fun music.
Yeah, we painted up Vicky's dad's car, but didn't put the actual paint on the car, don't worry, just on the windows.
Yes.
Made some signs. Didn't do balloons, which was good because the car in front of us did and they went everywhere.
Yeah.
We weren't supposed to do that.
It's
it was very, very chill.
It was relaxing, too. Like,
yeah.
It was fun, but it was relaxing in a sense.
Yeah, we didn't have to move.
That was very true. And
we
just had
sat
a drive.
There. Yeah.
But we just wanted to give a big thank you to everybody for sharing it and just supporting us. We really appreciate it.
Yes.
We did get a couple of messages that I did want to go through. Do we want text or email first?
Ooh, let's do the email first.
All right. This one is from Rose. So she had recently, Rose in Tacoma from the One Woman Spa, and she had recently reached out and talked to us about bone marrow transplants.
Oh, yes.
So she replies, hey, ladies, I'm catching up on the podcast and just heard you read my email. Yes, the recipients have to get all the vaccines again, but about a year post-transplant. So that was one of the things, like, if you're getting a bone marrow transplant, you have to start the whole vaccination process all over again.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm not sure why. It's just part of the process. I think it just kind of wipes you clean.
Yeah, just to make sure.
To answer your question about meeting our donor, 1 year post-transplant, we can submit a request to contact the donor. If she is willing, we can send her a letter. And it is then up to her if she wants to make further contact. And the hair and taste changes. My son's hair was coarse and curly and fairly dark. As his hair grew back, it lightened a bit and got soft and straight.
Oh, weird!
I've heard in some cases that recipients' eye color will change to the donor's. Sometimes these changes can take about a year to happen. Also, the best chance for a match is a full-blooded sibling. Since my son only has a half-sister, her DNA wouldn't have been strong enough for engraftment. This is why we have a donor out of the pool. Also, please and please remind your listeners again, it's to get on the registry, especially if they are a person of color. We must build a stronger pool of donors from beyond the white community. Hello, yes. I think this all started because I mentioned that I joined. I decided to be a part of the match, be a match. So you get your little test in the mail, like you spit into it, and they'll contact you every so often, like, hey, are you still willing to do this? Assuming like you didn't get sick or something, or you can't no longer do it, or if you just decided I don't want to do this anymore, you just kind of re-up it. So yeah, I mean, maybe I'll get picked, maybe I will never get picked.
That'd be so wild. I think it's so trippy that like your hair can change and your eye color can change,
your taste change. Imagine like you had to go through this and you are a vegetarian and all of a sudden you just got like a taste for meat.
Steak and bacon all the time.
Would you like morally be like, would you have a hard time with that? You're like, this sounds really, really good. Like you really crave it. Like imagine the worst period cravings of your life. And you're like, I need to have this, but I don't want to have it because
it would be interesting to see how my mind would
justify it.
Yeah, because right now, I mean, I have no problem with people who eat me. I'm not doing it to save the animals. Sorry, but they're already dead. You know what I mean? So I'm just doing it because I was born and raised this way. So I have no interest in it. But if I really had like a craving and a desire for it, like I wouldn't not eat it because it's an animal.
Okay. But so I mean, you've tried chicken before, like you'll eat chicken occasionally and you'll have stuff like with maybe chicken in it, like a chicken stock maybe.
Yeah.
It's not like your go-to, but if it's in it, it's not like a problem.
Yeah. But even, I mean, but see my mind, I just can't wrap my mind around it. Yes. It grosses me out. So I haven't had chicken in like years now because it's my mind. But if my mind was like, no, you want it, let's do it, I'd probably be like, well, okay, shoot.
All right, that's interesting.
I know. That's what's weird is like if I was craving it so much.
Or like if you were pregnant, you started craving it.
I hear that happens sometimes. Yeah. I couldn't. Oh, man. Especially if it was something so intense, like a bloody steak.
Like I want it blue rare. That'd not just like, rare, blue rare.
That'd
I want
like
it
zero moving. To 100. Yeah.
Yes.
Like, I just like crave blood. Animal's blood.
Okay, ooh. but yeah, definitely join it. It's funny because like a very side note. The person that like inspired me to get on the list.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I still think he's a nice person, but he's posting stuff like it's like the political environment right now. You're like people will post stuff and you're like, oh, God.
Oh,
please
yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
I want to still like you.
So you did it because he needed a transplant?
Well, it was an inspired thing. Like, so he's a friend of a friend. And it's when I hang out with her and they have like a big group together, like outing. Like he's usually there.
Yeah.
And like we all get along. We're all like we all have a fun time all hanging out together. And so when I heard that, because I was there with her when she got the news that he had this cancer. And I remember how devastated she was because she's like they went to college together. They're really close. And so she she just had a baby and stuff like that. So there's a bunch of reasons why she hasn't gotten on the list yet. I mean, I don't know if she has it yet. I haven't seen her in like a month. but I know that was her plan. So she was going to get on the registry. So I just happened to do it before her.
Oh.
So we were all kind of like, let's all do it.
Just because in case somebody else out there, like, because I assume this friend needed the transplant.
Yes, he ended up getting it.
Yeah.
I think he might just recently started getting his vaccinations.
Ooh, so that's I think exciting. It's funny. I wonder if anything's going to change with him.
Yeah, I have to ask next time. But he's annoying me on Facebook, so I just snooze him.
Mute him.
Yes. So also some fun facts about bone marrow programs in the United States. The bone marrow transplants in the U.S. started here in Seattle. So back in 1969, the first bone marrow transplant in the U.S. was done at the UW Medical Center.
Ooh.
The same doctor discovered 10 years later that you didn't have to be a related donor, so a family member. As an experiment on a patient whom he couldn't find a family donor for, he studied DNA from previous donors and found a match for his patient. The donor and the patient were not related, but the transplant was successful. This started the mission to create a registry. Most major advances in bone marrow transplant have been made right here in Seattle.
Dang.
The UW Medical Center and the SCCA are the world's leading facility in the area. So people come from all over the world to have transplants done here. And one of my son's nurses, while we were in the hospital for his transplant, had worked as a transplant nurse since she graduated nursing school in 1976. She has watched the evolution of this procedure for the last 40 plus years.
Wow.
Also, love catching up on the weekends, Rose in Tacoma.
That is amazing. Just to see it all evolve and that it started here. Wow, Seattle's badass,
right?
Okay.
It's a pretty good place to get sick. Wait.
Yeah, for real. It actually is, though.
Yeah, cancer and a lot of stuff.
We got some good doctors and surgeons and all that jazz.
And then moving on to our text message. This one is from our boy, Frosty.
Frosty.
It's a little long, so hang tight. says, hey, ladies, I was thinking about your topic about the inside job knowledge, which was one of our previous podcasts recently. Last week we were talking about just like either inside hacks or just like information that we wouldn't know.
And might not want to know.
And he says, and as a package delivery driver, I don't really have any hacks per se, but more like pet peeves. Things that I wish people would know. And I apologize for coming off bitter. I'm like, hey, man. Like
we all bitter sometimes.
You can love your job. You can have the coolest job in the world. You might love your hours, the pay.
The
like
people.
The job's pretty chill. But there's always going to be those moments where you're just like,
ugh. I hate this. Yeah.
And everybody will be like, but your job's so awesome. Shh.
I know
it's awesome, but I still hate these particular things. I can still hate this.
Not everything's perfect.
Right. So come off, like, complain, vent to us. That's what we're here for. Things I wish people would know. Like, I don't get paid hourly. The quicker I get done, the better things are for me. So, for example, you're not my only stop. Because of COVID, I have almost 200 stops a day.
What?
I also deliver by address, not by name. So when people ask who it's for, it drives me crazy. Or if you randomly stop me while I'm driving and ask if I have a package for Jane Doe, how do you expect me to know this? I need an address. So it's not like they memorize all the names.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, imagine, like, if you have a common name, they might have a couple in the same route.
God, and 200 a day? Mm-hmm. Damn.
I can't really imagine with the holidays coming up. I'm already doing a bulk of my holiday shopping.
Oh, gosh.
It's like, so I need an address. It's the only way I can look anything up. Also, I love being asked, what is it? I don't know, nor do I care. I didn't box it up.
I didn't order it.
Also, I've been bit by friendly dogs who don't bite. Oh, and we also have a conveyor belt system at the depot. Sometimes a bigger box falls on a smaller box. It happens. It sucks. I'm sorry, but it wasn't on purpose. We're not out to get you. So, I mean, like, I get if you have, like, if you order something and it breaks, yeah, definitely talk to the person. Most people, like, especially if you have, like, a big retailer, you're like, hey, this came broken. Mm-hmm. Can I get it replaced?
Yeah.
They're pretty good about that.
Don't talk to the driver. They most likely didn't do it and don't care.
It's like when you talk to a waitress and be like, why are these food prices so outrageous? Like, dude.
I don't know.
I don't come up with this.
Yeah.
If anything is more of a headache for us, it's more of a headache for us, like when people complain about things that are obviously not in the driver's control. Obviously, if the driver, I'm guessing if you've seen probably videos like Ring DoorCam videos of drivers just like throwing stuff or whatever, like I get it. Like, I mean,
there are some bad drivers out there, but
like Frosty's a cool guy. We like Frosty. We know that's not him.
Frosty is the best driver ever. I feel it in my bones.
Next to, well, delivery driver, because we also got, you know, Michael, the musical trucker.
Yeah. Oh, he's the best trucker.
Okay. There you go.
Okay.
Also, drives me crazy when people don't understand what flasher seemed to mean on my big delivery truck when it stopped on the side of the road. So, you know, the hazard lights.
Yeah.
Actually got flipped off recently when I pulled over and used my flashers. It also blows my mind that the amount of older people who greet me at the door to take their package from me while not wearing a face mask. I also love when customers are watching me struggle with their 150-pound packages and say absolutely nothing to me. Like, yeah, I get paid to deliver this, but you couldn't offer some help or something?
Yeah.
I get that point, but like now that it's COVID time, like,
it's so awkward.
Right, it's weird.
Do you need help? And honestly, like, I mean, if my boyfriend's there, I'm like, babe, go help him. But like for me, how much help am I going to be?
If you're going to throw out your back, sir, just leave it there. I'll come pick it up. But it's also pre-COVID. So like even with a mask, it's like, dude, it's cool.
Just leave it there. I'll get it to me somehow.
Luckily, like the front of my house is pretty simple to get to. There's like
super simple.
Two steps.
Yeah. And then you're there.
Yes. Like you have a big.
I have a few more steps and it's a driveway.
It's a steeper driveway.
Yeah.
I know there are exceptions to all this, and I also try to keep that mindset of do unto others, how would I want my delivery driver to treat my packages? And don't get me wrong, there are some really nice and sweet people out there, too. And I apologize for how incredibly long that was, and I understand if it doesn't get read, but if it does, my intent is not to bitch, but maybe to help people understand that what we go through out there, again, some people are so nice and sweet and amazing, but some people really just don't get it. Thank you, ladies, for everything you do. I look forward to your podcast while I'm out delivering packages.
Aww.
Especially right now with COVID, I feel like everyone is buying more things online.
Oh, yeah. I feel like it's been like how it is in the holidays. I feel like it's been like that since March.
Right. And I can't imagine the holidays right now.
Dude.
Everyone's giving me crap. They're like, are you really buying Christmas presents already? I'm like, bitch. With everything, I don't want to like be super stressed out or overloaded once December hits.
I know.
So like there's some things I might have to wait for because kids grow quickly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. For your foster bro.
Yeah. Just clothes wise, I'm going to wait a little bit for clothing for him. But everything else, like,
well, and it's crazy that everyone just online shops now. Yeah. Like my dad and I always do this annual shopping day, mm-hmm. and we scheduled one this year, and I love going to the store, picking something out, getting so it's already in my hands. Like I love that mm-hmm. vibe, but I'm like, I don't even know how much we're gonna need to shop for because everything's online. It's way easier.
Cheaper. Plus, sometimes
COVID is COVID. Like,
although what we are doing this weekend to my girlfriends and I, they're my bubble girlfriends.
COVID bubble. It's not like a COVID weird bubble. Thing.
I mean, it could be. I mean,
hey, they're my bubble buddies, you know.
Bubble buddies. We decided, like, so I don't buy gifts for a whole lot of people. Like, we have a rule at the station. We don't buy each other gifts.
Okay, Vicky says that, but let me tell you. She buys gifts for a lot more people than I do. I buy gifts for mom, dad, brother, boyfriend. Done.
Yes.
That's
it. But I'm saying we don't buy, like, this rule was created before I even started working here.
Yeah.
We don't do gifts for birthdays or anything, but you always do, like, cookies or something small.
Yeah,
small.
Something like a celebration. Like, I acknowledge that you're a year older.
Yes.
Plus, I love birthdays, so.
Yes.
But you have cousins and friends that have kids and...
Right. And so my rule... it's my mom, dad, brother, foster brother.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm buying my nieces each. So I have a tradition. And
which is how many?
Well, with my cousins, she has three girls.
Okay.
So that's three more. My tradition, it started with the first one when she was a year old. I started buying her onesies, like the funky costume ones, like a Stitch onesie was her first one. And so she has two younger sisters. So they each year I get her another onesie, all of them a onesie. So
the same one?
Different ones.
Oh.
So like one year I got her a unicorn. Another year I got her a kitty cat. Cause I asked like, what are their favorite animals?
Oh, that was smart. I was like, I'm surprised they don't fight if they get like all different ones and one likes one better. And then.
No. So every year I try to get like, okay, what's her favorite animal right now? So like last year I got one of them a piggy. One of them was a bunny. And I accidentally bought them all pink ones. But it was so cute. Oh, the picture cute, of though. All three of them. So this year I'm going a little bit more cartoony character. So the middle one, who's my goddaughter, Lily, she loves Buzz Lightyear.
Cute.
So I just ordered her a Buzz Lightyear onesie. So it's both pajamas and a costume.
Yeah, that's adorable.
And they have the little costume trunk and stuff. And the oldest one, I'm getting her a Scooby-Doo one. And the youngest, since she's little and she doesn't really have a preference and she's only one, I got her a cute little fox one.
Oh, she's like, I won't remember this anyway. Right. So
it's fine.
I'll just look at pictures and be like, dang, that was cute.
Exactly. So, but then I also, because of everything going on this year, like, and I usually am pretty bad at birthdays, like, for little kids, especially because she lives in Georgia.
Oh, you got to ship them too?
Yeah. I usually just Amazon ship it directly there.
Oh, you don't actually, like, wrap it yourself. And...
Unless there's some items that's, like, tricky where it's like, they won't let me include a gift receipt.
Oh, yeah.
Then I'll have it shipped to my house and I'll just ship it later. I usually ship it through work. Don't tell anybody. But I got them like a pop-up princess tent.
Damn.
That's going to be like their all three of their birthdays gift, like all three of them. So they can all play with it.
When's their birthdays?
One of them, her birthday's tomorrow. The other one's birthday was last month and the other one was in March.
Okay, so it's all over the road.
Exactly. And so it's like, oh, crap, I'm a bad aunt. I didn't call them or do any of that. It's been a crazy year, Sarah.
Dude, no, you're the best aunt ever. I have aunts and I haven't gotten jack S from them. I just get something from my grandma and that's it.
I just get a phone call. No, so I get those three nieces. I get my buddy who also has three girls. I get them
like all the girls something?
Like a little outfit.
What
like a $5, okay, so $10
outfit. You're up to 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 people?
11.
11 people. Okay, you get a lot of people gifts. Like, you don't think you do, but you do.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's a lot of people, but I didn't say I don't get a lot of people gifts. I don't get coworkers gifts is what I said.
Oh, I thought you said, like, you don't get a lot of people. Like, you only have few people to give gifts for.
No, I don't. I have, like, when it comes to, like, friends, I only have my buddy Chase and Christine.
Okay, so now you're up to 13?
Yes. Chase is, and that's the thing. Like,
Jesus.
Chase is so hard to buy for because there's so many things I want to get him, but I'm trying to be practical. Like,
screw being practical.
Well, like, I know he loves artwork, and so I always love getting him artwork, but I've seen his house, and he doesn't have any space for art on his walls, because for two reasons. One, everything he loves is already on the walls, and two, he doesn't want his house to look like a Red Robin, like, you know, that, where it's all, like, that's what his house used to look like, and he's avoiding that, so I'm like, I don't want to get him more stuff and then feel conflicted, like, should I hang this, should I not?
Yeah, if she comes over, she's going to be like, where is it?
Exactly, so it's like, I can't do art, and I'm like, and I don't want to get him to cheesy t-shirt, like, I want to get him something. He's that person that puts so much effort and like time and thought into a present. Like, for my birthday this year, he got me like two like folders, like their portfolio folders, so you can put art in it, because I don't really have space in my house for a lot of art anymore. So when I go to Comic-Con, I'm like, maybe should I get this art? I want it, but I don't have space for it. I put them in portfolios. So he got me one, and then he got me a smaller one that he personally decorated with all like stickers he thought I would love, because he collects stickers. Aww. Like I do. So that kind of a thing.
That'd be too much pressure. Like, that'd be too much pressure for me. I used to get my friends gifts, and now I'm like, I don't know. No. We're too old for that. Like, I love you. You love me. Mm-hmm. All right. That's that's all we need.
That's it as far as gifts.
Dang, 13.
Yeah. I'm curious. Okay, you guys, this is off topic of what else we're going to talk about today, but I want to know, how many people do you have to shop for? Luckily, I don't shop. The thing that's hard too, though, my brother and my mom both have December birthdays.
Yeah, welcome to December birthday. So do
I. 6 days after you.
Yeah.
I may or may not have gotten your birthday present already.
You got me a birthday present?
Only because, like, I started off as a joke, and then your dad said something about it, and then I'm like, oh, okay, I guess I'm doing it.
What?
You'll see in a couple months.
Oh, see, now I feel bad because I didn't get you anything.
No, you got me cookies. You got me a little cake.
Well, yeah. I mean, like the fun, like, stuff, the little stuff.
Yeah, this, we will consider it that.
Okay.
I won't get you cookies, but I'll get you that, because you don't want to eat cookies anyways.
I'm excited.
I'm like, I hope you like it, because I'd feel like a total jerk if you don't.
Well, I'll tell you the truth, so.
I know. That's why I'll feel like a jerk. Oh, man. But I do have rules, like with my best friend, Ashton. We don't buy each other birthday gifts. I mean, birthday gifts or Christmas gifts. But she did this last year because she got mad that I bought her son so many things.
Yeah.
And so I did see something I really wanted to buy her son, just because I love him.
Did you buy it?
Yes. Yeah. It's not for Christmas. I just bought it just to buy it.
Yeah, but are you going to buy the son something for Christmas?
Probably not.
Oh, that's good. Okay. Proud of you.
Like, but also I'm like, I wanted, it's a book. So I bought this actual book for my foster brother last year, but this came in a 4-pack. And it's like a children's book of like rock ABCs.
Oh.
So it goes through all like the different rock stars with different, you know, ABCs and everything.
So extra.
But this book, this 4-pack has rap, rock, pop, and country.
Dang. Does it actually play music?
No, it doesn't play music, but it has like the artist in there, like, you know, David Bowie. Like
D is for David Bowie type of thing?
Yeah, that sort of thing. Like, it was so cute. I was like, oh my God, it's so cheap. I should have bought this last year, because I spent a lot more on one book last year.
Or you could have just gave your like baby brother's gift to your friend, right? He doesn't read it anymore. Right?
I don't
just
know.
Hand me down that bitch.
I don't know where it is. Oh. My parents moved everything to storage.
Damn it, parents.
I did think that.
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, that's pretty nice though. You don't have that many. Do you not get anything for your, I'm going to call them in-laws?
No, I mean, actually, yeah, but like that's
a group gift from you and
usually,
George.
Or I mean, it's like a gift card or something. Really? Yeah, I mean, like his mom wanted some like specific thing last year, but like we always get his dad a gift card and booze.
Perfect,
easy. Plus, like dudes don't care.
I like
dudes are really genuine. Like they would rather, I feel like, get a gift card than something they won't use. Right.
I like couple gifts. Like 1 year, what I did was, like, all my friends that were in relationships and stuff and like to have like get-togethers and stuff, I got them like fun adult party games.
Mm.
Not Cards Against Humanity,
but like that kind of
right.
thing.
And so luckily I was able to, like, okay, I know they like to do this sort of thing, so I can get them a game that I think is kind of in that same genre.
They have to be like a couple that, like, for me, I would love that. My boyfriend would not love that.
No, but he likes more intense games.
He likes intense, like, mind your smart games. I like, no, let's play charades.
Well, I think it was one of those fun, you know,
see,
hey, let's drink.
He would hate that. Like, every time I'm like, let's play Cranium. He's like, Absolutely not.
Have we played draw what together?
I think so.
It's a dirty one. It's charades mixed with Pictionary mixed with messed up stuff.
Yeah, I think we played that at your house.
Okay, we got to play it again.
Maybe I can convince him to play that. Maybe.
We'll get him drunk. It's fine.
Exactly.
But I kind of want to know if you guys have any specific rules. Like, you guys do Christmas lists, right, with your family?
Oh, yeah, we do. You have to have a Christmas list or you won't get anything.
See, that's the hard...
specifics.
Part of me, like, I'm like... I like it and don't like it for the same reasons. Like, I like it's so simple. I know exactly what you want, the size you want. There's no second guessing. I don't want to get you something, have you pretend to like it, and then have you never use it.
Yeah.
Because that pisses me off. But my parents are the kind of people like, no, you know, don't get me anything. We're not buying presents this year, so don't buy us anything. They say that every year. They said that this year. It's a trap.
It's always a trap. Like, right. When your girlfriend and boyfriend says that, it's a trap.
Right. It's a little tricky this year. I feel like it almost has merit because they're trying to save money. They're moving. They're buying a house.
Yeah, but you're not trying to save money. You got to get something for them.
Right,
anyway.
Exactly.
But the world is your oyster if they have a new house.
Right.
Get them a new spatula. That's
actually my foster brother something. Just like loves hitting things with spatulas and breaks them.
Exactly.
So it works. But that's, like, my parents never tell me what they want. And I feel like if they did write a list, like, if I feel like when I give my list, I have a list on Amazon of things, like, that I want to eventually buy for myself. I just haven't gotten to it yet. Like, I don't really need it. Do I really want to drop $30 on that right now? No, I'll get it later. Or if it goes down in price, I'll buy it. But if someone's like, hey, I don't know what to get you, please send me a list. I just send them that link.
Yeah, easy.
So my brother, when it gets real close to Christmas, he's like, okay, just send me the list. It's like, what do you want? And I just send him the links. Like,
yeah,
here you go.
Pick whatever out of this that you want, and you know I'll like it because I picked it. So I would kill my parents if they didn't tell me. Like, I'm like, I don't know what a 60-year-old man wants that literally could get anything he wanted.
Depends.
I don't know, right? Yeah, that's what I would end up getting him. Depends in cookies. There you go.
Enjoy.
And I get my mom like fruit and kale chips. Bitch. Because she healthy. Right? I don't know.
Right. So I want to hear from you guys. What are your methods of doing it? Are you guys not doing Christmas this year, like, as big? I just kind of want to know what other people, like, what the rules and how they do things.
Do you have 3 people or 4 people like me? Or do you have, like, 11 to 13 people like Vicky?
Right. I just have so much love to give,
you're
Sarah.
You're just so nice. Yeah.
Just say it. Just say, Vicky, you're so nice.
You're
and pat
so
my
nice.
Head.
Yeah. Okay.
Just like pat my head and tell
come
me
here.
Nice. All right, guys. Let us know. Send us a message, and I will talk to you guys next time.
Bye.